Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today we're dealing with a new subject. It's called Kingdom Thinking and Not Single Thinking. It's a very important subject to every believer, but particularly for leaders in the body of Christ. Kingdom Thinking and Not Single Thinking. This is part one from a seven-part series. Part one, what is meant by kingdom thinking and not single thinking? The introduction, a kingdom is the domain of a king. Kingdom thinking is how to establish and build the kingdom of God, his plan here on the earth. Single thinking is how do I build my kingdom, my organization, my ministry, or my church here on the earth. Usually when a person comes into the kingdom of God by being born again, there is a strong heart's desire to serve God and establish his kingdom, the kingdom of God here on the earth, as Jesus did. As time progresses, many Christians grow in ministry positions and forget the original desire of their heart and forget building his kingdom and start to build their own kingdom, organization, ministry, or church. The Bible warns us we are not to forget where and who made us successful and prosperous, that is, the Lord. To see this more clearly, we go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 18 to 19. Reading from verse 17 first. Then you say in your heart, my power and my might of my hand have gained this wealth. Verse 18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that you shall surely perish. What are these scriptures actually saying? They're actually saying that when you start to increase in wealth and prosperity and success, they're saying don't forget God because he's the one who put you in that position. He's the one who elevated you with success. A lot of people, when they first get born again as Christians, they're in a very humble position. They say, God, I'll do anything for you. I'll build your kingdom here on the earth. Thank you for letting me get born again and protecting me and delivering me from all the problems I've had. As time progresses and God lifts that person up, they grow from humility and they start to grow towards a direction of pride. And slowly they start to look at the fact that they're successful with their own works, with their own hand. In these scriptures, God is saying, be careful because that will surely come. The scripture is very clear. It is God that gives us the power to get the wealth. It is God is the one who supplies the power to put us in that position. And it's also God is the one who establishes us not only in that position, but keeps us there in that position. Be very careful not to step into pride as the years go on. It's always good to keep a humble heart. And this is one thing that God deals with on a continuous basis with all Christians. He works on pride. God in his grace continues to work on our pride because he knows that if pride gets in the way, it will cause us to fall in the future. I remember years ago, God gave me a revelation about the body of Christ. If you want to go up in the body of Christ, that is in authority and position, you have to first go down. And I thought, what does that mean? And God said to me very clearly in my heart, if you want to go up in the body of Christ with authority and power, you have to go down first in humility. So the further you go up, the more humble you have to become. And why is this? God in his wisdom knows that Satan will try and get to every person, every minister of the gospel, increase them in pride so they will fall. In verse 18, God is saying very clearly, I'm giving you power to get wealth that you can establish my covenant upon the earth. What is his covenant? The word of God and the kingdom of God. He's very clear about that, but he also says in the word in verse 18 and 19, be careful if you follow other gods and serve them and worship them, you will fall. What are the other gods? It can be self, it can be pride, it can be money, it can be position, it can be political position as well. In the ministry of Jesus, we see total humility. As Jesus was raised up by the Father, his mind or thinking was always kingdom thinking and not single thinking, self that is. Jesus was not thinking about his own ministry becoming successful and large, but about his Father's kingdom becoming successful, large, and covering the whole earth. In John chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus said, For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but do the will of him who sent me, that is God the Father. Another point well worth mentioning here is, as God raises up a person to new levels of success and prosperity, slowly the glory that belongs to God, the recognition of men that is, starts to influence that person and they become man-pleasers rather than God-pleasers. This is a very dangerous position to be in. We are to please God and not please man. Thank you for being with me today in part one. Part two is coming up soon and it's called The Roman Empire Colonized Other Conquered Lands. Thank you for being with me today and God bless.